We Three Kings, the Tabernacle Choir with the classic music of Christmas here with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. It's a Friday. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, you know it, the Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra and Chamber Choir will be performing Handel's Baroque masterpiece, Messiah, next week, Tuesday through Friday, at one of the greatest concert venues in the world, Kerner Hall. This cherished holiday tradition has been going on since 1981. The big finale, Tafelmusik's ever-popular sing-along Messiah, will take place on Saturday, December 21st at 2 p.m. in Roy Thompson Hall, with free admission for children under the age of two. Once again, Tafelmusik's Messiah will be conducted by Ivers Torrens. The Toronto Star has called him the Prince of the Messiah. No other Canadian conductor has led as many consecutive performances of the piece. Get this, he has conducted it for 38 solid years, both with Tafelmusik and other orchestras across the country.
It's my pleasure to welcome Ivers Torrens to the New Classical FM. Ivers, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, of course. My mother-in-law called me Eeyore the first time she met me.
So. Eeyore, my goodness. With your experience with this piece, what makes this work so great from Handel? Why does it inspire so many productions? Why does it endure the way it does?
Well, first of all, it's an amazing piece, a piece of music. When you think of purely on a musical level, there are so many good tunes in it. I know that My Redeemer Liveth, they're all singable. Handel was an opera composer.
Right.
He knew how to grab people's attention with a great tune. On the textual side of things, even though it is, a very specific Christian story, the message that it puts forward is universal. And for me, The focus is on the words that come forth during the nativity scene, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, or all people, if we want to be politically correct. But this idea of this journey that we all take, and what we take in Messiah, from darkness to light, from ignorance to understanding, the idea of hope, of charity, these are all things we aspire towards and hope for, and that's universal. And so I think the piece speaks to people of all cultures, of all faiths, because of this.
I want to speak to your experience with this music for a moment, because you're so intimate with it. After performing it as much as you have, what do you notice that others might not? I know I come in here every day and I put on a show, and I, you know, get very picky about certain items, and I would imagine you have a very specific relationship with this music.
I do, but it also it's like having a very close friend. You get to know the piece more intimately as you meet with it every time you open the score, and so small details will change attitudes. Will change my relationship with texts, will change just because of my own experience. I'm now 63. It's quite a different animal, I'm sure, than when I first cracked it open in 1981, and of course heard it before that. So it evolves with me, and yet there's always something new to find in it. There's always like peeling
certainly.
Layers of from an onion. There is something that will speak to me in a new way.
And that speaks to the writing, to be sure.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about, we've got these nights at Kerner and then next Saturday at Roy Thompson. So tell me about how this run sort of unfolds.
Well, it's quite the journey. We start already, we're starting rehearsals this Sunday with the soloists coming in, two of them are familiar to me, who've sung with soft music before. I should point this out too.
I run into this all the time, that so often you really are just meeting these soloists for the first time.
Yes, that's right.
And that does present, you got to make these introductions and often.
Well, and they will have their own, bring their own artistry and ideas about the piece as well. Or maybe this is the first time they've performed it and need some sort of moral support or artistic guidance. But certainly with the performers that we have, the singers that we have this next week, I'm really looking forward to the two new singers, Margot Rood and Lucille Richardot from France, who will bring an amazing artistry and a new angle. Every time you have a different singer singing, it brings something new. They illuminate the text in a different way. They will find a new way to phrase. I will join that with my ideas, and it's always something new.
Well, that must be exciting because you are tackling this year after year, and so to bring in that new, fresh perspective must be fantastic for you as an artist. And then it all culminates on Saturday and at Roy Thompson. The first time at Roy Thompson, is that right?
It's second because last year already Massey Hall had closed for revitalization.
Okay.
The project is supposed to last 2 years, so this is our second year away from our home for Sing Along Messiah. But Roy Thompson Hall is a wonderful venue as well. The open space and the choir balconies behind, you sort of have a 3D Sing Along Messiah experience.
And Handel will be there.
I won't be there on Saturday. I've done my thing, and then Handel has already moved into my house. Taken over, there's a wig powder already starting to drift through the air and all his food that's necessary, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, very good. We'll look forward to seeing him. And you are partnering with Evergreen this year. This is important. Evergreen Brickworks, it's right in Don Valley. I live near right by. This is a nice pairing.
It's a wonderful new partnership. $1 of every concert ticket, either to our concert performances at Kerner Hall or to the Sing-Along Messiah at Roy Thompson, $1 will go towards the revitalization of the Don Valley parklands,
that whole region,
which
they've been working on, but
but it's such an important green space, and it's the heart of our city, one of the many parklands that is so important to the city.
And we see so many young people arriving there. When they live in the city, sometimes it's not that easy to get out into nature, and that's
exactly
a wonderful partnership there. So as we point out there, $1 per Messiah ticket going to revitalize the Don River Valley for the Toronto community in partnership with Evergreen. Full program details available at tafelmusic.org and tickets there as well. Dates, info, once again, Tuesday through Friday at Kerner, Saturday at Roy Thompson for the sing-along edition. Shall we give away some tickets?
Sure. Wonderful.
I think that would be great. Right now, if you're caller number 3, now I've circled the phone number. Do you want to give it out?
Yes, it's 416-507-9894.
Very good. We're looking for caller number 3, and you are heading to Sing Along Messiah at Roy Thompson Hall. Handel will be there. you may even recognize some of the voice there, but give us the call right now while we go ahead and ask you to be there for Messiah. And let's listen right now here on the New Classical FM. Thank you very much, Ivers.
Thank you.
All right.